relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I am not a cis girl, a cervix hammer, or a vagina owner. I am a child, human, female, a girl. And men like Dylan Mulvaney and Leah Thomas will never be girls or women.
I'm not a cervix haver. I'm a female girl. And men like Will Thomas and Dylan Mulvaney will never be women. That's a 12-year-old child at one of our Buddy Posey Parker's women's rights events. If only some of the people on Capitol Hill, the men on Capitol Hill, had the fortitude of that young girl, we'd be fine. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is a very special one-on-one with a lady who, well, she's a warrior. She is an individual who should be emulated by men and women across the country who believe in the truth and who wish to protect the vulnerable. Her name is Riley Gaines. Riley, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, Seb. It's good to be on.
All right. It's been hard to get you on the show. We managed to get you on my Newsmax TV show last week for a few minutes. Now we're going to have a more leisurely discussion about why you're doing what you're doing. First things first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your amazing sporting career.
Absolutely. So I started swimming when I was 4 years old. I quit swimming when I was 22. I graduated. So I dedicated 18 years of my life to my sport. Of course, that means in middle school, high school, you're going to practice before school. You then go to school. You leave school. You go straight back to practice. You go home. You eat your dinner. You do your homework. You ice your shoulder. You go to bed. But you wake up and you do it all again the next day. No one forced us to do this. This is not something that it's a bit of a love-hate relationship. But we knew this is what we had to do if we wanted to compete at that top level. And so I was very blessed. I was pretty heavily recruited. And so my junior year of high school, I ultimately chose to go to the University of Kentucky and continue my swimming career. And I couldn't have been more grateful for my experience there. But I will say that collegiate level, that's a whole nother level of training. We were practicing 6 hours in the water every single day. 3 hours of those six were before 8 a.m., so it's impossible to put into words the amount of time, the sacrifices, the dedication that it takes to compete at the highest level.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. Both of my children, now grown, were athletes, D1 and D3 rowers. So wow. when you're a rower, that's like you get up at, you know, before 5 a.m., you're out on the water before 6. My son, who was a D1, a collegiate athlete, that's... yeah, it's about 6-7 hours every day of training, and about he's 6'5", and so 6,000 wow. calories of food that went into that furnace. So it's a tough life. I couldn't have done it. I played rugby in high school. That's about it. But it's a lifestyle. It requires a level of dedication that few human beings have. Very impressive. What happened to your sporting career before you finished?
So first of all, my collegiate years were nothing of normal anyways, because my sophomore year, which of course was March of 2020, that was our big championship NCAA meet. It's the biggest meet. It's the fastest meet in the world is what it is. We're geared up. We're ready to go. And about 3 days before we were supposed to leave for the meet in March, the world shut down. COVID hit. And so we very abruptly, my season ended right before our championship. And so we all got sent home, and this was really hard because swimming, you don't get to take days off just like you described. And you know this, I mean, your kids know this, anyone who is an elite athlete, you don't get to take time off. So when we got sent home, of course, there were no pools open. There were no gyms open. I was forced every day to, I shouldn't say forced. I chose to every day. Put on a wetsuit, swim miles aimlessly in the lake, because that was really my only option.
This was the toughest thing for my son, because he's in a team of rowers in an eight, and then they're sent home, and then, you know, you have to, like, encourage each other by text and Zoom to train. And it's just the toughest thing.
Absolutely. It was, we were robbed in that way. It truly felt like that. It felt like we were missing out on our collegiate experience of what it meant to be an athlete. But we come back junior year, everything was relatively normal, bar the mask, which mask in swimming is very interesting. We come back my senior year. Now everything was pretty normal. About midway through my senior year, I had made it my goal to win a national title, which would, of course, mean becoming the fastest female in the country in my event. And I was right on pace to do so. I was ranked third in the country behind one amazing female swimmer who I knew very well. But the person who was ranked first, I'd never heard of before. And there was a couple red flags looking at this name. And this is, of course, the first time I became aware of a swimmer named Leah Thomas. Again, unbeknownst to me that this was anything other than a female at the time. The first red flag was this swimmer came out of nowhere her senior year. That's bizarre.
Hang on. Did you just say her?
Well, You're telling the story.
You're in the story. Yes. You have no idea where, quote unquote, she came from, which is interesting. Yes. So suddenly this person appears, and what happens?
So yes, we will use her in air quotes, and I will change my language when I understand, when I found out this was a male. But at the time, I thought this girl came out of nowhere her senior year, posting the fastest times and everything, all the freestyle events from the 100 freestyle, which is a sprint, and all of the freestyle events in between until the mile. And so if you think about your Olympic runners, your best 200 meter runner is not your best marathon runner, but that's what we were seeing in this girl. They were from University of Pennsylvania, which is not a school that historically produces fast swimmers. There was lots of head scratching going on. None of it really made sense until an article came out a few days after these nation-leading times were posted that very briefly, in a little blurb of a sentence, disclosed Leah Thomas is formerly Will Thomas and swam 3 years on the men's team at University of Pennsylvania before deciding to switch to the women's team.
Will Thomas swam as a man and, let's be very clear, was crap. He was ranked, what was he, like 423rd or something nationally?
Yeah, 462nd was the best. Wow. Thomas was ranked the year prior. So when I saw this little sentence disclosing this, I was, of course, shocked. I thought this was so far-fetched. I never even once occurred to me that this was a male. Of course, I was shocked, but truthfully, I felt a sense of relief because I was able to look up who Will Thomas was, and that's when I saw the statistics of how Will ranked as a man, which was, just like you mentioned, mediocre at best. And so I thought the NCAA would see this exactly how I saw it. And that's why I say I felt a sense of relief, because it was very obvious how unfair this was and how wrong this was. Nothing opinionated about it, nothing hateful about it, just what's on the paper in front of us. I thought the NCAA could easily see that. I thought anyone with a brain could see that. But that's not how the NCAA saw it. They saw absolutely nothing wrong with allowing Thomas to compete with the women.
And then what happens? This person, this man who simply grows his hair, doesn't do anything biologically to quote unquote transition, puts on a female one piece. And then what happens? What happens to your sport and your sporting career, Riley?
What happened to our sport was the integrity of it was completely thrown out of the window. Title IX, thrown out of the window. Our fairness, our safety, our privacy, our dignity, our feelings. I mean, the list can go on. Thrown out of the window. And so that first day of competition, this was not an event that I competed in, so I sat on the side of the pool and watched as Thomas swam to a national title, beating out many U.S. Olympians, beating out American record holders, the most impressive female swimmers this country has ever seen, by body lengths, beating everyone in the country by multiple seconds. And I know a second doesn't sound like a lot, but in a sport like swimming, where this is, you know, this sport is measured down to the hundredth of a second.
Right.
To have one person beating every other girl in the country by multiple seconds was beyond me. That second day of competition, this was the day that Thomas and I competed against each other in the 200 freestyle. We raced, we qualified in the morning for we both qualified top eight. We came back that evening, and almost impossibly enough in the finals, we went the exact same time down to the hundredth of a second. So we tied. Upon tying.
Where were you ranked? Where were you ranked nationally at this time?
My best time was around third or so.
So somebody who was more than 400th in the male swimming category is tying with somebody who's third as a female athlete.
Right.
All right, let's stop there for a second. I want to hear the rest of the story. In the meantime, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy what we provide for you, the interviews, the long form, with the real newsmakers like Riley, with the real experts, make sure you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whichever it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. And make sure you never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star review. It helps with the dastardly algorithms. And if you are America First, check out all the America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. Number one item by far outstripping everything else is the I Stand With 45 flag and t-shirt. But so much more. The MAGA Returns bundle, the FBI t-shirt, the challenge coins, all made in America. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less, which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Right, so there you are, somebody who was, you were being incredibly diplomatic, was not mediocre, was garbage as a male swimmer, ranked more than 400th, ties with you when you are ranked third at this event, and then what happens?
So we get out of the water after tying, after we race, my heart rate's high, I'm out of breath. We go behind the awards podium where the NCAA official looks at both Thomas and myself, and he's about to hand everyone the trophy, and you're marched out onto this podium and everyone claps. You're named an All-American. And so he looks at us and he says, great job, you two, but you tied and we don't really account for ties. So Leah gets to take the trophy. And so I was, of course, taken aback by this. You know, how was it so easy for them to look at me and say, you don't get the trophy? And I want to reiterate, I'm a 12-time All-American. So I didn't even want the stupid dingy trophy that probably cost $5 for production. It wasn't the trophy that I wanted. It was how quickly and easily they were able to throw me aside. And so I asked him, okay, why? Why does Leah get the trophy? And clearly they weren't prepared to answer this question because no one had questioned anything the NCAA had done thus far. And so he kind of hesitantly looks at me and just responds with, well, Leah has to have the trophy for photo purposes. So you can pose with this one, but you have to give it back and you'll go home empty-handed and Leah takes the trophy.
Say that again. What was this person's justification for giving Will Thomas the trophy when you actually technically tied?
A photo op. That was the justification. And that is truthfully the point when I realized I was done. I was done being asked to kindly smile and step aside. Up until this point, I knew the unfair competition was wrong. I knew the locker room was wrong, and we can touch on that in a minute. But when they reduced everything I had worked my entire life for, everything all of us at that meet had worked our entire life for, this was my last swim meet ever. I was a senior. I was graduating. He reduced all of that down to a photo op to validate the feelings and the identity of a male at the expense of my own.
Yeah, we have that photograph. I want to show that photograph in a second, but also I found another one. So at this point, had you come across this phenomena before? Had this been something on your radar screen?
Never. This is truly something I never thought would infiltrate into sports, especially not the collegiate level. Of course, the collegiate level in a sport like swimming where there's not much professional opportunity, this is the height of our sport. This is the most elite, the most impressive, the most accomplished swimmers in the country.
Here we have the photograph of both of you tying next to Will Thomas. Show the next one. There's another photograph I sent. I don't know if the resolution's going to be good enough, but if you look closer at your face, behind your eyes, you can see that something's changed for you in that moment, Riley, right?
Absolutely. Actually, before the race even happened, I thought I was going to boycott. I wasn't going to swim. You know, when they called everyone on the block, I wasn't going to get on the block. And so I asked the NCAA official, I said, what happens if I don't step on that block? And he looks at me and says, well, this is why we have alternates. Someone, if you don't get on that block, someone will gladly take your place. Wow. And so I kind of thought about it and I was like, okay, I'll swim, but I'm not getting on the podium. That's how I'll make a stand. I'm not getting on the podium. But then God, this was God's doing. He knew what he was doing. Thomas and I tied. And so I was thinking in the brief minutes before we get on the podium, if I don't step on the podium, there's not even a place missing because we tied. So I'm not taking a stand. There will be no message sent here because there's not going to be an empty place where a female is not standing. And so I thought to myself, maybe we can use this to perfectly highlight. I mean, you can see in this photo, Thomas is 6'4" and I'm a mere 5'6", 5'5".
Yeah, he looks like my son, who's 6'6", you know, V-shaped D1 rowing athlete.
Absolutely. And so I'm thinking to myself, maybe this is an opportunity to highlight, to perfectly display, which it was, and it has been, to perfectly display what's actually happening here.
All right. Well, this isn't a court of law. This isn't a trial. But let's listen to what this cheat, Will Thomas, has to say about his quote-unquote new sporting career. Play cut.
What reaction do you have toward other folks who feel that, you know, you shouldn't be able to compete?
I disagree. Trans women competing in women's sports does not threaten women's sports as a whole, because trans women are a very small minority of all athletes, and the NCAA rules regarding trans women competing in women's sports have been around for 10 plus years. And we haven't seen any massive wave of trans women dominating.
I'll make one comment and the floor is yours. I don't understand the logic there. There's not a lot of us. So what? You only have to be one Lance Henriksen. You only have to be one doper. You only have to be one person using steroids. And you're a cheat. You're canceled. You have your trophies taken away from you. It's not a function of how many of you there are. It's a question of whether or not you're cheating. But that's just me. Your reaction to what he said.
Absolutely. That's exactly what this is. And that's what we're seeing being talked about across state legislature at the federal level. We have Democrats who are saying, you know, this isn't really happening, so why should we protect women? Why should we ensure privacy in a locker room when it's not happening that much? Which, first of all, that's not true. It's happening at a rampant rate across the country, across all sports, all ages, all divisions, a rampant rate. And I want to mention, in the case of swimming, at that NCAA championships, yes, there was only one male at that meet. But that one male displaced 14,000 other D1 swimmers. Wow. Who could have been at that meet.
Wow. And look
at
this.
That's how many women this is affecting.
Look at exactly this footage I found. This is a 2021 1,650-yard race. And Will Thomas defeats the next fastest swimmer, Anna Kaladzadze, by 38 seconds. Not 0.3 of a second, by 38 seconds. I would say that photographic evidence, Riley, is reason enough to not allow men to compete against women.
Absolutely. And again, the whole argument, Thomas would have never beat any other man by 38 seconds. That's what this is about. This is, Thomas never even qualified for NCAA championships as a male and now is beating everyone in the country by multiple seconds.
Wow.
It's so obvious. Again, to say this is hateful, to say this is transphobic, whatever other word you want to throw in there, it just shows how incompetent and out of touch with reality you really are. If you're going to use those arguments, it just shows you lose all credibility.
That is the best summation. He can't even qualify as a man, but we give him trophies for cheating against women. Follow this lady, Riley_Gaines_. She's a spokeswoman for the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org. And she has her own pack right now, 9pack.org. We'll discuss that as well. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media that matters. We are everywhere. Look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on the Salem News Channel app or your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. And for my content exclusively, my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today. If you enjoy One-on-One and America First as much as we love providing this content to you, please support those who make it possible. We don't get $500 million of taxpayer money like NPR does. This is a free market enterprise supported by great, great free market champions like Mike Lindell, friend of the president's, a man who is under the gun. The left wants to cancel him. Walmart has gone woke and has banned his goods. Why? Because he's a conservative, because he loves America. Let's have his back. If you use my name, you'll get up to 66% off his more than 150 amazing items at MyPillow.com. He's just launched the 2.0 MyPillow. It's even better. New cooling technology, the only pillow that doesn't get hot, keeps its shape all night. More than 71 million sold. They're that good. Call in your order right now. 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, one thing. Look, this is bad enough. You said what Will Thomas basically kept 14,000 girls out of that swimming pool when he cheated and called himself Leah. Let's talk about what's even more perverse, the locker room incidences. I understand this man still has his male genitalia, and he's not shy about that, is he?
Yeah. First of all, let me kind of set the scene here. We were not forewarned we would be sharing a locker room. That was not something that was ever disclosed to us prior to actually being in that locker room.
So no one told you, not at the venue, not from the NAACP, nobody.
Nobody, not a coach, no one from the NCAA, no one told us. And so to be in that environment, let me further set the scene by kind of explaining what the swimming locker room looks like. It's not a place of modesty, to be quite frank. These suits you're putting on, it takes about 15 minutes to put on. They're skin tight. They're so tiny. And so 15 minutes of which you're fully exposed. And of course, a locker room is uncomfortable for anyone, even being in a locker room that's only for females. It's uncomfortable. But growing up a swimmer, you almost feel comfortable being vulnerable in that environment. But to add
Explain that. You mean you just get used to it because everybody else is a girl.
Absolutely. It's something, again, growing up a swimmer, you've done your whole life. Every day after practice, you change into clothes. Every morning, you change into your suit. So there's a lot of undressing. And yes, again, it's uncomfortable to begin with, but it's something that you find comfort in, knowing you can be vulnerable there because you're all in the same position. Right. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, you're vulnerable together. You're all girls together. So there's some kind of, you know, shell because you're all girls.
Right. But to add a man into that mix, to add someone with male genitalia, equipped with it and exposing it. And I'll be totally honest here. His teammates have told me he was still sexually active with women at the time when he was sharing the locker room.
Okay, so let's be clear. He is exposing himself as a man in the female changing rooms. And according to your sources on his team, this is a guy who's still having sex with women. So he's not even pretending that he's a woman attracted to men, therefore you're safe sexually. You're not safe sexually, as he's naked in the girls' changing room.
Correct. I will say his teammates told me that he calls himself a lesbian, if that makes anything any better.
He can call himself a cockatoo. He can call himself a mouse. It makes no difference. So what happened?
So again, unbeknownst to the women in that locker room, this is a place of buzzing, of chatter. You get to see your friends from all over the country. And so we're all laughing, we're talking, and all of a sudden, my back is turned. All of a sudden, the locker room gets dead silent. And so this is, of course, abnormal. And so I turn around, 6'4", 22-year-old man, dropping his clothes, undressing, again, intact with male genitalia. And immediately, it was this subconscious, innate, inherent feeling to cover yourself, to shield yourself.
Yeah.
And every girl's reaction was the same. It felt like betrayal. It felt like belittlement. It was embarrassing, awkward, uncomfortable. But really the word to describe this is traumatic. You felt as if the people who were supposed to be protecting you had failed you miserably. Granted, we were all adults. We were 18 to 23-year-olds in that locker room. But to know that there was no precaution, we were not forewarned, it just felt like betrayal. And so I immediately left the locker room and I went up to one of the officials on the pool deck and I said, how has this happened? What are the guidelines? I want to know the specific guidelines that allowed this male into our changing area. I said, I understand the guidelines for the meet, which at the time was just 12 months of hormone suppression. They didn't check levels. They didn't check the testosterone levels. They just trusted that you had been taking them for 12 months. But I said, what are the guidelines for the locker room? And word for word, he responds back with this. Oh, we actually got around this by making the locker rooms unisex. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, unisex? Any man could have walked into our locker room, not just a self-identifying female. Any man in bare minimum. We weren't forewarned. We weren't told. We could have made other arrangements for ourselves, but no one even gave us that option until it was too late. It felt like I was living in the twilight zone. It felt like I was missing something. He said it so easily. Was there something I wasn't picking up on? A year ago, 2 years ago, if a man walked into a woman's locker room, he would immediately be arrested and charged with indecent exposure, voyeurism, sexual harassment. But now it's almost as if it's celebrated. It was being encouraged to a degree.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. We're talking to Riley Gaines. Follow her right now on Twitter, Riley_Gaines_, Independent Women's Forum spokeswoman, IWF.org. We are coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 4 years later. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out. It's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. It costs just $19.95. What have you got to lose? Nothing except the pain. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
In a different America, In a 1950s America, let me tell you what would have happened, is that the fathers of every other competitor would have come down out of the stands and formed a line in front of William Thomas and saying, hey, tough guy. You want to get in the pool? Because you're going to have to come through us. Women have been left to fend for themselves. And guess what? Now men are terrorizing them. William Thomas is a man terrorizing other women. Why are we putting up with this? And the reason is because we've allowed men to become weak. And so I'm about done with this whole topic. My patience has run thin. And so here's my challenge for every man across America. This is happening in your local school board. It's not a matter of showing up to meetings and all this. You need to intervene. You need to show up to the sporting event. Like, this is not happening, actually. You're not competing against my daughter. She has XX chromosomes. You have XY chromosomes. Get off the court. Get out of the pool. You're not. It's not going to happen anymore.
There are, you know, we do this 3 hours every day, and it's never drudgery. It's always amazing. But there are moments, there are clips where you go, yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's the pay dirt. He's absolutely right. And that's my colleague, my friend Charlie Kirk, at an event where he said, where are the fathers? When a man cheats by pretending they're female at a swim meet, the fathers should stand up out of the bleachers and make a human wall and say, you do not get into the water with my daughter. It's not violence. It is a statement that you don't get to treat. If the NCAA isn't going to do it, if the local judges aren't going to do it, it's up to us. That's the job of a man. Riley, I don't know if that had an impact on you like it did on me the first time I heard it. Is there any other way? I know we've got the news. We've got the headline of the court case that you've brought as well. It looks as if, in general, there's no response from the people who should be protecting not only the sport, but the females of our society. So tell us what you expect the rest of America to do.
Exactly as you mentioned, it's time for people to stand up, to be bold, to use their voice, to not be scared to ruffle feathers and step on toes, because that's what we're seeing so much of. Parents, coaches, medical professionals, they're all terrified. But that's how we've gotten here. That's how we've reached this point, is because we've given an inch and they've taken a mile, and it's time to say enough is enough. We need parents to defend their daughters. We need parents to teach their sons masculinity. It is so, so important. And it feels as if we've gone so far from that. I'll say my dad, he was a former NFL football player. He's a very big guy. He played many, many years professional football. He was an SEC football player. When I told him I was sharing a locker room with Thomas, the outrage, actually, it was truly heartbreaking to hear him explain to me how it made him feel. He wanted to come down there and handle it himself, to which I had to tell him, Dad, we already have one man in the locker room. We don't need another one. But it was hard. I have a husband, too. Do you think my husband liked me sharing a locker room knowing another male was watching us undress?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. So we need these men. We need female athletes in particular to really, especially influential female athletes. We need Venus and Serena Williams. We need all of these women who have platforms.
Navratilova, right? Navratilova, as you know, perhaps one of the most famous international, you know, lesbian sportswomen ever, has said this is insane. And let's be clear, this isn't one sportsman who's cheating. This is part of an ideology that's infected our hospitals, our healthcare, and our colleges. If you missed it, then you've been under a rock for about a month. This is what happened when Riley tried to give a speech in defense of protecting female sports in America at a college in California. Let's just play 30 seconds of this.
I'm good.
enough. I'm sorry I didn't warn you. The second I played that, you slouched in your seat. You got a 1,000-yard stare in your eyes. So that's when you were screamed at, you were assaulted. The police were such craven, I'm not even going to call them men. They forced you to hide in a room for 3 hours talking to your husband miles away as they were demanding, the students were demanding money to let you off the premises, which is, as far as I know, it's called a hostage situation. So, Riley, this isn't just about one sportsman who's cheating, is it?
No. Oh, my gosh. It's so much bigger than that. It's taken me a while. Maybe I was naive before this, but oh my gosh, you step back, you look at this for what it is, what they want. We're changing the language we use. If you refer back to that first clip, the girl called herself a vagina owner, or a cervix haver. It's now offensive to use the term breastfeeding because it's chest feeder. We're changing the language we use.
Yeah.
They were denying objective truth. They want us to say 2 + 2 = 5. That's essentially what this means when they're asking us to deny the sheer essence of humanity, man versus woman. When you ask us to deny that, that's denying the sky is blue. We're denying objective truth. Really, a lot of this, it's deeply rooted in Marxism. And it is a lot bigger than fairness in women's sports. And look at the silencing aspect, what they're trying to do to make you not use your voice. It's terrifying what's happening in prisons. They're now allowing men in who are, which they're rapists. They're men who are convicted of kidnapping, child pornography.
Please, if you don't believe anything she's saying, after our interview, go off and look it up. There's a very famous case in the UK, and it's not the only one, of a convicted multiple rapist who, before he was sentenced for his third or fourth crime, put on a wig and a pink jacket and said, I'm a woman now, so you can send me to a female prison. This is actually happening. Riley is absolutely right. We are talking one-on-one with one of the bravest women in America. Follow her right now at Riley_Gaines_ on Twitter. She's the spokeswoman for the Independent Women's Forum. That's IWF.org. And she has her own pack that's fighting for female sports in America. It's 9, like the number, 9pack.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and you failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. Get liberated from your daily pain. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. Let me share with you Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. So, Riley, I can tell from the first time we spoke for my Newsmax show, and clearly after our discussion here, the awful thing that happened to you in San Francisco hasn't dampened your vigor, your commitment to protect female athletes in America. You're one of a handful, truly a handful. Why are you doing this?
It's interesting because I'm done playing sports. You know, it doesn't affect me anymore. I could very easily just kind of ride off into the sunset with my super cute British husband.
Brits. It's the accent. It's the accent.
It is the accent.
Admit it.
It is. It is. I was set to go to dental school this year. That was my life plan. I scored in the top percentile and got into multiple dental schools, the most prestigious dental schools. That's what I thought the direction my life was going. But I realized God has different plans for me. I really realized dental school will always be there, but the relevance and the importance behind this issue won't always be. And I see what's at stake if I don't fight for this. I have a younger sister. She's the Tennessee state champion for gymnastics. Again, I just got married and I can only hope one day that I get to have a daughter of my own. And I can't imagine being in the position I'm in with a voice I'm not afraid to use, and with the powerful testimony and the platform that I have, and not fighting for them, not fighting for the athletes who came before me who fought relentlessly for Title IX, and not fighting for the athletes, the present female athletes, who are terrified and silenced and into submission by their universities or administrations.
Tell us a little bit about your PAC. What is what does 9PAC.org do?
So I created 9PAC last year during all the midterm elections, and I was dedicated to endorsing candidates. I was raising money and endorsing candidates who were willing to protect women's sports. And this was something that I didn't care if they were a Democrat or Republican, where they stood on the political spectrum. And I was solely looking at this one issue. If someone was willing to say, I will protect women's sports, I was willing to cut them a check. Of course, this only went one way. only Republicans were willing to say this.
Yeah.
But I made it my mission. And that's exactly this whole past year, actually longer than a year now. That's what I've been doing. I've been fighting. I've been traveling state to state, testifying. I actually just got back from Texas last night, where I testified in North Carolina, and I'm going all over. I'm traveling like a mad woman. That's why it's been so hard for us to schedule this. But it's been needed. I hate to say that this is a good thing that this happened, but truthfully, I don't look at myself as a victim. I don't look at myself as someone who experienced this extreme injustice, which I know we did, but I can look at this as a glass half full type of situation. This had to happen like this to display what's happening and how women are at jeopardy.
Well, I'm going to make a donation. My wife and I are. I wish every single one of the 3.5 million people listening to support this. It's Title IX, of course, is the name. 9PAC.org. Support this brave lady. That's 9, the word 9, PAC.org. Last thing I'd like to do, Riley, is I want you to send a message to two groups of people in America. The first group are the Riley Gaineses of 4 years ago. What is your message to the young women who are intimidated, who see a man naked in their changing room, who don't want to say anything, don't want to risk their career? What is your message to them and to their parents, to their siblings? And then lastly, I want you to send a message to the people who think they can intimidate you and every woman in America and deny the essence of womanhood. As my friend Andrew Cleveland said, this political ideology has at its essence the strategic objective of nullifying, of canceling women, the concept of womanhood. Because Leah Thomas is Will Thomas. He's a man and he will die a man. Nothing he can do will change that because his chromosomes are XY. It is the negation of womanhood. So what is your message to first, Riley Gaines of, 4 years ago, and then to those who are trying to stop you?
My message to the next generation and to parents: I get messages all the time, DMs and private messages from parents who tell me their kids are discouraged from playing sports. They have a male on their middle school basketball team and their daughter doesn't want to compete against that. And while I understand we cannot cave, we cannot give up our opportunities for men. Again, that's how we've gotten here. Do not get discouraged. Again, parents, don't be afraid to ruffle feathers and step on toes. Go to those school board meetings. Defend your daughters. They need it desperately. And girls, this is something you have to speak up about. We have to be bold, have conversation amongst your teammates, your coaches, express your opinions, and don't feel bad for having those opinions. Don't feel as if you should apologize for feeling uncomfortable in a locker room with a changing male. That is not something you should ever have to apologize for. My message to the people who want to silence me, who want me to stop: you will not get me to stop. I will not be deterred. I will not be silenced. I've been thinking about this a lot recently. I have people all the time tell me I'm brave and courageous, which is hard for me to grasp because I don't feel brave. I don't feel brave for saying men and women are different. That's not something that I feel, that's not something that feels empowering by any means. And so I've been thinking about this and I realized that the people who are calling me brave were just afraid of different things. What they're afraid of is being called transphobic, being called a bigot, being called hateful. They're afraid of the negatives that come along with this. But what I'm afraid of what would happen if I don't stand up for the truth. I'm afraid of what would happen if I didn't take the stance that I have been taking. And that's why it doesn't feel brave to me. So I won't be silenced. I won't be stopped when the people, I mean, look at what happened in San Francisco. That only makes me, really reassures me that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm over the target and I know that.
When they come after you with hatred in their hearts, you know you're on the wrong side. You know they're on the wrong side and you know that you are winning. You know that as a fact. We salute you, Riley Gaines. Support this lady. Support her pack. God bless you. We need hundreds and thousands of you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to a very special edition of America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was, I was speaking.
CBP is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you. If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration. And we have seen, the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%.
Stop the dramatics! The dramatics! I have a thing I need to read because I can't do my job as press secretary. Peter Doocy knows how to be a journalist, and Karine Jean-Pierre... Well, she's a black lesbian immigrant, so what was that? Oh, she's a woman as well. She said the three things. I'm a lesbian, I'm a woman, I'm black, and I'm a grim immigrant. That's Biden math. We know what qualifications she has. It's not because she's good on her feet at reading a teleprompter or even prepared texts. 90% decrease in illegal immigration, yes. Of course, my dear. You're listening to America First. Welcome to a sterling 3 hours ahead of us. We have an absolutely incredible one-on-one guest for you. I don't think anybody's done an interview on national radio for a whole hour with that warrior, that true warrior princess, Riley Gaines, the sportswoman who's standing up to the cheats, the liars, the frauds, the narcissists like Will Leah Thomas. Yeah, we're going to talk to that very brave woman. Third hour today. Don't miss it. We'll have Jennifer Horn, another warrior princess, tell us what's going on in California. Is Gruesome Newsom going to be the Democrat candidate? You know he wants it bad. A third bank has collapsed. Former congressman, the dean of the business school at Liberty U, the man who will tell us what the Biden economy has in store for you in the next 20 months will be with us, Dave Bratt. And then from the Federalist, the founder, the CEO, Sean Davis. And do you remember that crazy truck driver? Where was it? New Jersey, wasn't it, that he won that seat with, what was it, $500 of donuts, Jeff?
Yes, that's actually where I used to live.
Really?
Still there, I would have voted for him.
You
yes.
would. I know you would have voted for him. You would have eaten one of his donuts. We'll have Senator Durr with us later this hour, Ed Durr. But let's give you some of the headlines. Oh, let's put the photograph up. He is armed at large, a reward of $10,000. The Atlanta shooting suspect doesn't look like a white supremacist or a Trump voter to me. Deion Patterson is at large. One person dead. Three wounded, armed and dangerous. The good news is the murderer of that family of five, including a young child, has been apprehended. I think we have his image as well. An individual who has been deported more than five times through the United States, murdered his neighbors. He has been apprehended, not by the FBI, even if that says it on the photograph, because the FBI... on the wanted poster, got his name wrong. Oh, and put the wrong photograph of the suspect. Because I guess they're too busy hunting down January 6 insurrectionists. So who arrested him? BORTAC. Yeah, the tactical unit of the Customs and Border Protection Service. The same people who, remember, Uvalde, as the local police, the public safety officer, were standing around for an hour in the corridor, using the hand sanitizer as children were being murdered. Well, they didn't save anybody. BORTAC agent went in and did what had to be done. Yeah, and now they did it again. We have the incredible story, not confirmed yet, of a drone assault, a drone attack against the Kremlin in Red Square, being allegedly reported as an assassination attempt against that former KGB officer, Vladimir Putin. Well, that's a really crummy assassination attempt because show that video again. Okay, show it from... Look where this UAV explodes. It explodes in the air. Doesn't look like it's shot down. If you're trying to kill somebody, probably should have to hit the building first, I would think. Is it maskirovka? Is it desinformatsia? Is it classic Russian disinformation? We'll keep you up to date. We may even have to put a call in to our buddy, Rebecca Koffler, former DIA senior Russia analyst. Other news of the day that we will be sharing with you. Manchin. Yeah, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, is hinting that he may abandon the Democrats ahead of 2024. Kyrsten Sinema is talking out against the Democrats. That's fascinating. We're going to have to discuss this at length on Friday. This is from American Greatness. We love those guys. Oh, it's by somebody called Eric. Eric, do you know which Eric wrote this, Eric?
It might be the other Eric, whose name is spelled in the Norwegian way.
Ah, the one who looks exactly like you.
Yeah, my long-lost twin, my evil twin.
All right, this is a piece from Eric at American Greatness. Watchdog, the IRS has spent $10 million on weapons, ammunition, and combat equipment since 2020. In 3 years? $10 million? The IRS? Yeah, we're going to discuss that for sure. We also have Tucker Carlson's text stories. It's being leaked, and we're going to give you our analysis on everything that it seems Fox is trying to do to smear Tucker Carlson after he left, or maybe disgruntled former employees that have tried to accuse Tucker of inappropriate behavior, despite the fact that they never even met him. Yeah. Could it be former employees who were perhaps plants who were sent to Fox to collect potential dirt against a man who you don't have to agree with everything? I don't agree with him on Ukraine. But when it comes to conservative influence, who else out there is influential, Eric, for the conservative movement outside of President Trump?
Outside of President Trump,
outside of anybody you may work for, who is as influential as Tucker Carlson?
Not as influential as Tucker, but the only one that I can think of who comes close is maybe Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay. Mr. G, what's your take in terms of, you know, the rankings of influence in the conservative movement?
After Tucker?
Yeah.
Now, I would say with the traditional radio audience is probably Levin.
No, just anybody.
Anybody?
You know, like media, like Bongino with his podcast.
You got about seven or eight guys that are kind of at the top. There's no one that really kind of sticks out. Like Rush Limbaugh was, you know, so much far ahead of everybody else. There's about seven or eight at the
top. Yeah, there's like a little group. What about you, Alex? You probably agree with Eric, right? Bannon?
Yeah, War Room, for sure.
Yeah, War Room, for sure.
Signal, not the noise.
I think he's the fan. No, he even knows the catchphrase. Signal, not the noise. Of course he knows that. Yeah, I think you're right. I think... if you take out Tucker Carlson, you do a dent because it's not obvious who the next person is. We'll actually read you some of the texts because, hey, he's not really, I wouldn't say he's a friend of mine, but we text each other. We've been texting him since Fox didn't let him go. It's interesting. They're actually paying him out. They're paying him out the millions of dollars to keep him quiet. We might have to do a T-shirt with Tucker's face on it. Yeah, let's do that. Dear friends, don't forget to subscribe. You don't want to miss Riley Gaines, the one-on-one. Go to Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review, share the links with your friends, and then check. We have the latest rankings. We're going to share them with you when I've got more time. But still, the number one. There's a little bit of an upset in the top four, but the number one is the I Stand With 45 flag. Get yours today. If you've had enough of what has been happening to President Trump and to patriots across the nation, go right now, SebGorkaStore.com. That's the I Stand With 45 flag and T-shirt, SebGorkaStore.com. We've only just started.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.